What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. And of course, you can watch us on television via the Monumental Sports Network. And we're presented by Acrop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 28th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Yeah, probably the first of two times I'll hear Enter Sandman today.
And Jason Bishop is here.
Yeah, what's up?
Yesterday was 100 days until the NFL season starts. So, by my math, it means 99 days.
Getting closer.
Which is sweet.
We need it. We want that to happen. We're desperate for it.
So you fired up to go to the show tonight?
Yeah, it should be a fun time. Hopefully the weather holds out. Looks like most of the rain will be out of the area by the late evening. I think Metallica is slated to take the stage around 8:45, 10 of 9-ish.
What time are they saying the rain's supposed to move out?
I think late afternoon, early evening.
All right, so 6 o'clock.
But I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm going to bring rain ponchos.
It's going to suck, though. You can't have rain.
To the event, just
in
case.
Let's be honest. It's going to suck if it rains. It's going to suck.
I've done a few concerts where it's rained, and it's not ideal. I mean, do I wish it were 75 degrees and perfect? Of course.
He's still going to be headbanging.
I think you're going to be fine. I think you're going to be fine, but I don't think it's going to rain. If it rains, okay. it's going to put a big damper on.
I'll bring a poncho. I'll bring a small towel to get my seat. At Northwest Stadium, I should be good.
All right.
I think you're going to be fine at that time of the day.
Should be all right. Not going to worry about it too much.
I think it's mostly going to move out by late afternoon, early.
You have parking secured, Cakes? You're not fretting in that?
Oh, I always fret parking. You know me. $80 to park at the Gold Lot.
How much coin did you spend on the tickets?
See, that's where paying for parking doesn't really hurt me that much because... They're freebies from our friends at Live Nation, so thank you.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, took care of me.
So. Nice. So, are you guys in a suite or something?
No, but we're down pretty close to the field. And you know, Metallica's set up at the 50-yard line. They're not at one end of the stadium.
Have you seen them before?
Many times, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it should be.
Have they always done the circular stage?
Not always.
They don't. Okay.
Like when they played in arenas, usually.
Well, yeah.
They've been in the center of arenas before, and in their younger days, they would just play at the end.
Play on the stage.
Play at the end of the arena, like most bands set up.
Because at Lane, there was a huge circular stage in the middle of the field,
right?
With fans everywhere, media everywhere, mm-hmm. But they were on like four separate parts of the stage,
right?
So Lars would be playing drums here.
He's got his
and
own
on the
setup.
Other side is where James is.
Yeah.
And then Trujillo. And mm-hmm. then who's the fourth? Again, I'm spacing it.
Kirk Hammett. The lead guitarist.
Yeah, so they kind of walk around the stage. And it's pretty cool. I wonder if they'll do the same thing they did down at Tech where they signed off. Good night. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everyone's going, one more song.
Right. Of course.
And they'll do that.
It's always the best.
Do they do that?
But yeah, they've done encores. I mean, I've seen them probably 8 or 9 times.
And they've always done with Enter Sandman?
I don't know if it's always been Enter Sandman, but mm-hmm. probably for a long time. It's their sign-off.
Yeah,
I'm looking at their latest set list, what they signed off with in Philly, so I'm assuming that'll be the closer tonight.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting. You'll have a fun time with your kids.
Should be a good time. Looking forward to it.
I was actually hitting balls yesterday at the range in the rain. When I left my house, it wasn't raining. When I got to the course, it was raining. I said, you know what? I'm still going to hit balls. And all of a sudden, Cakes appeared out of nowhere.
Sure.
He and his son were there hitting balls.
Yeah, my son's gotten bitten by the golf bug. He just got a brand new set of irons from our friend Scott Bavaro.
Nice.
So he's taking him out for a spin, only his second or third time.
Some new TaylorMade? Did he get some 790s?
I don't even know what they are, but he got a new set of TaylorMade irons. So
nice.
He's enjoying them. So yeah, even in the rain, he's like, let's go hit some balls.
Right.
Like, all right, sure. Why not?
If he's gotten bitten by the golf bug, that means daddy might have to get re-bitten by the golf bug.
We'll see. I mean, I took a few hacks with his new sticks. It felt good.
Did you like him?
Sure.
Yeah. Cakes might be back, Valdez. We might get Cakes back
in. I am playing in the Purple Heart Open next week.
There's no chance.
You don't think?
Yeah, he's got poker front and center.
He's dead on arrival when he gets to the golf course.
the thing you're not calculating is the sun. When your kids are into something,
yeah, it's like a bonding thing. It's fun.
It gets you into it. And all of a sudden you're like, you know what? He wants to play. I'm going to play. And then before you know it, you're hitting sillies and now you got the bug.
But I told him, I was like, I have to get you a new driver because that big Nike Sasquatch or whatever it is a monstrosity.
Right.
It's an embarrassment. Just the sound that it makes when it hits the ball. It's
he'll take
care
of him.
There's no other sound like it.
He'll be all geared up.
Yeah, he'll get taken care of. We'll take care of him. Yeah. We got him covered.
When did you get the Nike Sasquatch? That's
2001 years ago. Yeah.
I mean, it's easily 25 years old.
Oh, yeah. I had one.
Yeah.
Right.
It's an abomination. I'm sure it's probably not even legal.
So what time are you leaving the house?
Probably around 6:30. 6:30, get there around 7:30, park.
Jason will be in bed.
Oh, yeah. He'll
at 6:30?
By 7:30.
By the time Metallica takes stage, he'll be in bed.
I won't be asleep till... I'll definitely be asleep before they come on stage.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
you'll be home by, midnight.
Hopefully midnight.
Yeah.
It should be done by about 10:45.
Yeah.
So last night I was kind of like sleeping on the couch around 8:15. My wife said, just go up to bed. What are you doing? You know, it sort of looks ridiculous. Go up to bed, get some good sleep. So I went to sleep. Today is a travel day for me after the show, going to Chicago. I don't know. Look, it's not a hardship, but I'm just saying my body's not going to handle this. Mm-hmm. We're going to play 18 tomorrow. We're going to play 36 on Friday, and then we're going to play 18 on Saturday. My body just can't handle that. There's no way I'm going to be able to do that.
So four rounds in 3 days.
That is the ultimate first world problem.
All the same course. It's a hardship, or I'm not saying it's anything for anybody to worry about. I'm just telling you my personal body cannot handle it.
Yeah. All on the same course?
Yeah, yeah. You're playing at Chicago Highlands, Tom's course. Looking forward to it. It could be a nice little bonding with the boys to be out and about. A little stress-free couple days, hopefully.
Who's the group?
Me, Squirrel, my buddy Adam, and Mr. Healy.
Oh, very good.
Mr. Tom.
Excellent.
And I think the first round or two, we're going to do it with the caddy. So we'll be walking like we're in the freaking U.S. Open, which is always fun. But it's just another thing.
You'll probably start feeling it.
No, I feel after every round.
Yeah, but you'll really start feeling a back nine of the second round.
I mean, all I can tell you is every time I leave a golf course, I can barely stand up. My back and my muscles in my back just tighten up. And playing 36, I know Valdez does it sometimes with his boys on trips. I haven't played 36 in probably 20 years. I'm not even...
Yeah, I haven't played
36. I would bet against me being able to do it, to be honest with you.
Might be the smart money.
I think it's a no-go. But I'm going to try, but I don't think I'll get through it.
I think I would just get bored.
No, that boredom's not the issue. The issue will be being able to stand up. My back just tightens up.
Just drink more transfusions. You'll be good. Just keep
Why did you agree to play 36?
Well, just the guys want to do it. I'm not going to be a party pooper. I'm just like, all right, whatever you guys want to do.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'll let you guys set the agenda.
All right.
But I don't think I'll be able to make the second 18.
Fellas, let's just play 18.
Yeah, well, they're excited.
18's plenty.
They're
36.
Excited.
All right, we'll play 18, 18, 18. All right, we'll play 3 rounds in 3 days. That's fine. That's a lot of golf.
They're excited.
For 55-year-olds.
So I'll try. Maybe I'd be able to sneak in, like, they don't have saunas there. They have what those things are, the, you know, where you
steam
take
room?
Steam showers or whatever like that. Yeah, so I'm...
I don't know the difference.
I think I've been in a steam shower one time, but I don't really remember it that much. But it's supposed to be very similar.
Mm.
I'll be doing a lot of steam showers, Gabe.
Yeah, I would imagine. Maybe throwing a massage here and there.
I don't know if there's any masseuses, but... And, of course, we're staying at the hotel... I won't say it here, but where Tiger used to bring his floozies.
Oh, really? Sounds fancy.
When he played the Western Open.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And because you know, if you listen to the messages, he says what room he's in.
Mm. I've never listened to said messages.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if I've stayed in that room before, but Tom's definitely stayed in that room.
Is this in Greater Chicago?
Yeah, it's just the heart of Chicago.
Say hi to Chicago for me. Never been. I've had their pizza. Overrated. Not the biggest fan.
Oh, you mentioned Chicago pizza. Yeah. Reminds me of a place which I don't think exists anymore. Pizzeria Uno.
I haven't seen
one. I used to love that spot.
I haven't seen one of those in the wild in a long time.
It doesn't even exist anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I bet they do.
I that still pizza even, was awesome.
Every once in a while, I still see Sbarro's.
Too thick.
Those are like still around.
Like me a thin pizza. Like me a Neapolitan.
I'm more of a thin guy. Yeah.
They used to have
like a Lido on pizza.
They used
nice
to have one
thin.
At the Bowie Town Center, and then it became
what a Pizzeria
else.
Uno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right over there by Panera.
Why is that? That was a Chicago based.
Yeah.
Chain.
Chicago style thick. Deep dish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thick okay. crust.
I probably went to Pizzeria Uno like twice in my life. It wasn't in the heavy rotation.
Go to for me.
Yeah.
Well, it was a go-to for like my mom and her grandkids.
Right.
For a while.
Because it's in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, what am I going to have for dinner tonight?
You're already thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
today's
about
what?
It.
Today's Wednesday? What's normally on a Wednesday? What do you normally do on a Wednesday?
It's a non-tradition. It's like a free day. It's not Taco Tuesday. It's not Passion Fin.
No, we had tacos last night.
So Wednesday is kind of a free day. It's a free fall.
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place on a Wednesday.
I'm probably
who knows. My wife might want to make dinner.
Probably gonna have overpriced stadium food.
Yeah,
it's not great.
Not great.
No, nachos for dinner.
Yeah, it's a lock. You're having nachos.
Drabby. This is perfection. Nachos for dinner.
So that makes it all
can't
better.
Beat it.
If you're gonna have stadium better, food, like, it has to be nachos.
It's the one seed.
Yeah.
Even though I would hardly call stadium nachos. Top tier nachos.
Those aren't elite
They're
nachos.
They're not top tier. I understand, but like
some hard chips and some sloppy cheese.
It's not the best, but I have to deal with whatever's being offered to me.
By the way, Drabby, what was the fallout from your big reveal yesterday? Did you get a bunch of positive texts throughout the day?
Oh, I mean, the encouragement from people that I know has been awesome, or just my DMs. Everyone's got an opinion.
Everyone's been positive, though, right? For the most part.
Yeah, but even if you aren't and you go, well, we'll just go bald.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't care. You do you. Yeah. I got people calling me vain.
This is
Maybe
your life.
It's my life.
You need to live it the way you want to live it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, why are people worried about it?
People
have opinions, and that's
people
fine.
People weren't overwhelmingly positive?
No. They have been. 85%.
So. Okay, yeah, good.
Yeah.
That's about as good as you're going to get.
85% approval rate.
You're not
going to
get any better than 85%.
Yeah.
Well, and if they aren't, they just aren't telling me, which is fine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. What about in-laws and everything? Are they happy? Have they seen?
I think everyone who I know in my, and this is honest, that I know in my personal life has been super encouraged by it.
Right.
And so it looks
like your
great.
Siblings.
Except for Landfill. Landfill was a bit of a.
He was a downer.
He didn't have a checkered history anyway.
I shouldn't let Landfill of all people take, personal shots at my looks, but.
Right.
Because he doesn't understand anything. And he comes in here and goes, oh my God, you look terrible.
No. Right.
Is that what he said? He said that to you?
Yeah, I think he was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And I go, and he goes, I understand. You're telling me be patient, but I'm telling you right now, you look terrible.
Right.
Wow, he doubled down.
But you and Landfill, I mean, you don't really get, you guys aren't the best of buddies, right? I mean, don't you and Landfill, I can remember huge fights.
I don't even know if I have Landfill's phone number, and I've known him for 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like that relationship's really deteriorated.
No, it hasn't, but he likes to take shots.
He likes taking
digs.
You
really never know if it's joning or it's personal.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. That's the number for the Sports Junkies text line presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. Also, Antonio Daniels, former Wizard, longtime NBA veteran, is going to join us. We'll talk some NBA playoffs, both series now 3-1. We'll get into the sports page next here on The Junkies.